USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title.
I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
The American gymnastics star withdrew from Thursday's all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being and not an injury, as first reported by some American media outlets. Jake Elzey defeated fellow Republican Susan Wright in a special runoff in Texas' 6th Congressional District Tuesday night. Former President Trump backed Wright in the race. Elzey, who won more than 53% of the vote, with nearly all precincts reporting. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden in May.
Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
The CDC flip-flops again. Dan Naraki explains.
The CDC announced Tuesday that it was adjusting its recommendations when it comes to mask wearing, saying that people in areas with high rates of COVID transmission should wear masks in indoor public settings, even those who are fully vaccinated. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says he hopes the agency's reversal breeds more trust in the CDC's processes. He tells ABC News that the agency adjusted its guidance based on newly obtained data.
CDC, just within the past several days, received data to show that people who are fully vaccinated may be able to transmit this virus to other people. And they've acted on that. This data came out of outbreak investigations that they're conducting. That, to me, is a good sign.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Olympian Simone Biles withdrew from the gymnastics team finals. Tuesday, she cited her struggles with mental health affecting her performance.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back, because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured, so I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did last minute having to go in. And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games, I think, just as a whole, not having an audience. There are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out, but we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case. I just felt like it would be a little bit better to take a back seat, work on my mindfulness, and I knew that the girls would do an absolutely great job, and I didn't want to risk the team a medal for kind of my screw-ups, because they've worked way too hard for that, so I just decided that those girls need to go in and do the rest of the competition. Yeah, I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are, rather than just battle through it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.